This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of our tribute to veterans, Veterans Day on What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hennen. My thanks to Tom Campbell and Hiram Drackey. Rusty Ort joining me in hour number one. Rusty's still riding shotgun alongside me here. We got some folks calling in as well. You got a shout out for a veteran? You can call us at 855-200-1776. A shout out to that veteran that you know, someone in your family, someone in town, someone around, let us know. Celebrating our veterans today. And we have a very special interview that we will be airing most of this hour as well with Leo McCalkey. And Leo is a fellow I met in Minot recently. Learned that he was on one of the Rough Rider honor flights. Congressman Kevin Cramer was part of an effort that had Rough Rider honor flights going out of Bismarck. There's been a number of honor flights efforts out of Fargo and Grand Forks and Bismarck as well, and Leo was on one of those flights. I was on the flight with him. I didn't know that until recently that we were both on the same flight and had a chance to catch up. He was a gunner on a B-17 in the ball turret, 35 missions, World War II. And I wanted to know if he, you know, I mean, he tells us he was a good shot and might as well be a gunner, right? If I'm a good shot. But I mean, did he really think coming out of North Dakota that he'd be, you know, literally in the belly of a plane looking down in a B-17? Here's some of our conversation with Leo McCalkey from Minot.
Well, it's not a collapsed turret. It's a round ball underneath. You get in it inside the airplane as opposed to the outside. Otherwise, you couldn't close the door when you got in. And to make a long story short, I was used to go to barnstormers who flew the countryside back in the 30s and early 40s, and they were coming to Bismarck, Man. I'm from Manhattan. They came and flew people around while they were barnstorming, and I got the bug about flying. I had to fly one way or another. But in 1938, 39, 40, who could afford to ride in an airplane? So when it come time to go into service, I told them I wanted to be an aerial gunner, which they lost a hell of a lot of them during 1943 when the Germans were knocking them out of the sky like you wouldn't believe. So they needed cannon fodder. So when I told them I wanted to be an aerial gunner, there was no question I was going to be an aerial gunner, and that's how I got there.
By the way, you have me curious now about the barnstorming. So, I mean, you just show up and they take you up in one of these planes or what?
Yeah, they were putting on a show, aerobatics, but you had to pay to go up. And they came quite frequently during the summer to Bismarck, Mandan.
So that's where the bug was, all started.
That's where the bug got me, yeah.
Now, but obviously it's a little different in a barnstormer, over some farm fields versus, in the middle of World War II, an effort to save the world. So, but you knew what you were signing up for?
Well, yeah, I knew. I had a pretty good idea what I was signing up for.
You wanted to be there?
I wanted to be there. Not necessarily in the ball turret. I wanted to be an aerial gunner. But when it come time to putting the crew together, nobody wanted the ball turret. So I says, I'll take it. And that's how I got it.
And so you're how old when you first find out you're going to head overseas?
I was 18. No, I was 19. I went in at 18, April 1943. I turned 19 in August 1st, and I went overseas exactly 1 year later from when I went in. I moved that fast because they needed cannon fodder.
Are you thinking at the time, I am an American. I am a member of the United States military. I'm going to go do what it takes to do my part to save the country, save the world at this point.
Everybody was going, so I thought I better go too.
I mean, you're thinking that as an 18 or 19-year-old. You're thinking about country first.
Yes, yes. At that time.
Are you worried?
18 years old, how do you get worried? You know, you can lick the world.
So you just had a little bravado, and you're going to go there and do what it takes.
Right.
So when you finally get assigned to this B-17, the normal protocol is what? You're over there. You're part of the mission. What's the standard operating procedure?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
So you're thinking once you get in that B-17 and you're part of that crew, you're going to be there for how long? What would the typical be?
Well, you have no idea how long you're going to be there because you got to go overseas and fly the missions before you know if you're going to come back or not.
And how many missions is typical?
When I went over in April 1944, the number of missions to fly was 25. Okay. So we got to 24, and they boosted it to 30. Well, you can imagine what that does to you psychologically. You're ready to go home with one more mission to fly, and they tell you, you've got to fly five more. So you got no choice. You've got to fly them. I get to 29, and they boosted another five, and I finally catch them at 35, and that's when they say, okay, you flew your tour. You got one of two choices. You can go over to the South Pacific, or you can go back to the States. Well, you didn't have to ask me twice. I'm not going to the South Pacific. I'm going back to the States. And that's what happened.
I would imagine after 35. Now, as you go back over that 35, that was over what kind of time frame? From the first one to the last one, roughly how long?
The first one was in April 1944. The last one was in... And the middle, towards the end of September, 44.
So a lot of missions in a short period of time. Do you remember? You remember them?
Oh yeah, most of them. Yeah.
What was a typical mission? What are you doing?
You mean from start to finish?
Yeah. What's your objective? Where are you going?
Well, they're briefing us. Fighters are officers in one group. Enlisted gunners in another, each has their own briefing. Target, bomb, load, ammunition, regrouping with other groups and fighters, and the route that you're going to take to get to the target. So after that's all done and said and done, they get us into the airplanes, we line up, we take off. The worst part of a mission in England was all these airplanes in East Anglia. You know where that is? That's the eastern part of England. And all the bases, air bases are there. Okay? And there are hundreds of them now. You're one group and you're going to take off. There's 6 to 9 airplanes to one group. No, to a squadron. There's 3 squadrons to a group. That group takes off circling, and it's overcast, and all these other airplanes are doing the same thing. So we had many, many air-to-air collisions because of the overcast that you had. Sometimes the overcast was 5,000 feet, and you're flying through all that trying to get the altitude where it's clear and still avoid other aircraft that you can't see. So that's what you had to do before we got to the mission.
Sounds like a traffic jam.
It really was when you took off.
Yeah, and now when you're up, was it common on these missions to take enemy fire?
Well, the minute we hit the coast of Europe, we went on oxygen, and we were at 10,000 feet. Usually the bomber was dropped between 25 and 30,000. By the time we got to the target, it was between 25,000 and 30,000. In order to get to the target, you would fly a certain route to a place they called the IP, which was the initial point. Answer that for me. And from that point to the target, there was no evasive action. You flew straight at the target. The fighters disappeared because the anti-aircraft fire was so intense that the fighters wanted no part of it. So they stayed away from us. But the minute we came out of the target, they were right back at us. They hit us before, and they hit us after, but not right on the target, because the target itself has so much anti-aircraft fire.
Fascinating conversation that will continue after a break. We're going to get some of your calls in as well with your veteran stories. I see Jerry in Moorhead and Tim in Bismarck and Parker in Williston, Brian in Fargo, Gary in Lisbon waiting to weigh in. Got a few others off the air with a great stat about B-17 missions. How many B-17 planes went down versus kamikaze enemy pilots that were basically intending to go down, right? Pretty incredible what they faced. Leo McKelke with us, World War II hero on Veterans Day.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery auctions include farm retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, New Rockford, and Steele, North Dakota. Featuring John Deere and Case IH tractors and combines with low hours, semis, grain trailers, and quality tillage, spraying, and planting equipment. For complete information on these exceptional machinery auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Than the Japanese kamikaze pilots did.
Think about that. Leo McKelke was on one of those B-17s, as was Hiram Drocky and Tom Campbell's dad. We chatted with last hour. These are great, great stories. We appreciate it very much. Tim in Bismarck had a quick shout-out for a veteran. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks to my father-in-law, Arnold Doctor, and You know, I'm a Freedom Rider from Bismarck, and I want to thank all my Freedom Rider brothers that are vets and fans, friends and family. But one thing, I'm sitting here listening to all these stories, and it's overwhelming to hear them. It's humbling. But one thing that really, really upsets me is the burning of the flag. And I kind of want to know what some of these old vets think about how the younger generation is trashing our flag. And I'd really like to see Kevin Cramer step up to the plate and put some kind of bill out there that there is some kind of action taken against somebody that desecrates the American flag. I think it's a symbol. These men and women have fought for this. And I just think that there needs to be something done to the people that are desecrating our American flag.
It's a good topic, and I understand it. Tim, thank you. Appreciate it very much. And we'll add that to our list for Congressman Cramer on Wednesday. Back to our conversation with Liam McCulkey, and then more of your shout-outs, too, for vets coming up. 855-200-1776, extension 1. Leave those for us right there, and we'll get those on. So, Leo, today, all these years later, what most stays with you about your time? What missions do you most remember today?
The most important one, I shouldn't say important, because Berlin was the worst, and that was, I went there 3 times. I think the shuttle run was the one I remember the most, and I think you heard about the shuttle run.
Tell me about it.
They had 5 missions they called Frantic Operation. Frantic Mission was a mission from England to Russia to Italy and back to England. There were 5 of those. 3 of those were flown out of Italy, and 2 were flown out of England. I was on Frantic 5, which was the last one of the Frantic missions. We took off from England, fully loaded, bombs, guns, ammunition. We took off for Gdansk, Germany. That's northeast Germany, which was the target. We bombed there, flew on to Poland. No refueling. There was no air-to-air refueling in those days. The mission was 9.5 hours. We stayed there 3-4 days. My dad was from Germans from Russia, who was in Russia. And when he left, his dad bribed him out of the Russia. So he never saw or heard from his parents again. So when I get there, I'm going to go see him or look him up. When I get to the gate, and then I get a bayonet in my back, and the guy's hollering "Stoy," which is, as far as I know, the only Russian word I knew, which meant stop. And I froze with that bayonet in my back. I couldn't understand him, and he couldn't understand me, what the hell I was up to. So pretty soon here comes this interpreter, and it was a female. She says, "Where are you going, Yank?" I says, "I want to go visit my grandparents." She says, "You ain't leaving this base." I says, "Why not?" She says, "We don't want any of you Yanks to leave the base." Well, I didn't question it or say anything, but later on, I found out they didn't want us Americans to see what Russia was really like, because it was bad. They were so backwards, it was pathetic. And they didn't want us to see that. Besides the fact that the first Frantic mission to Poltava, which is where we were headed to in Russia, when the Americans bombed and landed in Poltava and set up for the night, all the fighters that were with them and the bombers landed. And they no sooner landed, and here come the Germans. They followed them in and just wiped them out on the ground. And the Russians were so inept at anti-work, they were shooting at the Germans, mind you, with 30 caliber machine guns from the ground, hoping to stop them aircraft from bombing the hell out of the Americans, B-17s and fighters. And they just wiped them out.
Wow. Now, you come back from a frantic mission like that, this Frantic Five, as you called it.
Empty?
You're coming back with every bomb, every bullet's been used?
Yeah, except on a couple occasions. One time, I hate to tell you, but I was an armored gunner. I'm responsible for bombs, guns, and ammunition. We bomb, and were you ever in the B-17?
Yep.
You seen the bomb rack?
Right.
What the bomb bay is like?
Yep.
On the bottom rack, we had a bomb that hung up. The bomb was in the bomb bay like this.
Got caught. Didn't come out. It was supposed to drop, you mean?
Yeah, it was supposed to drop. Only one end was open. The other end was hooked up. Okay. Now, if you walked in the B-17, remember the catwalk in the Bombay? It's got the chains to hold on to walk. Well, I had to unhook that chain, hooked it to my parachute harness, and the chain was just allowed me enough room to get down in there and kick that bomb out.
Wow.
But the problem was we were over occupied territory. We were told, don't drop your bombs on occupied territory unless you absolutely have to. So we had to do it over the channel. And fortunately, that's where we were when I kicked it out. And another time we came back from the day, on D-Day we went out, and the overcast was so bad, we couldn't drop because of our troops. We didn't know where they were. So we didn't drop, and we came back with the whole load, which was scarier than hell. Full ammunition, full gas load, you know, the whole works. Fortunately, we got back. And then the next day we went back and dropped. And that was it. And then getting back to frantic, when we got to Russian, I got this deal settled with my dad. We had to go back into Poland to hit an oil refinery, which we did. And on the way back from the oil refinery, the top turret gunner's oxygen tanks are underneath his turret platform. And it got hit, and the oxygen went caught fire. I'm in the bull turret. These two parachutes go by me, and they look familiar. Both guys, it was a navigator and a bombardier. And I come bailing out of the bull turret and found out that we were on fire. All the smoke had drifted down into the front of the aircraft where the bombardier and navigator were, and the pilot panicked, told everybody to bail, but I didn't hear a word because I was in the process of getting out. And as a result, they left. They were gone. Now, that's between Treblinka and back to Poland. So we get to Poland, back in, Russia. We get back into Russia, and now we know I have a bombardier and a navigator. Well, now it's my turn to be, because I'm in charge of bombs, guns, and ammunition. So they make me the bombardier, which is rather ridiculous when you stop to think about it, because all I did was toggle the switch. Bombay doors open, bombs away, Bombay door closed, and I don't have bars on my shoulders as an officer to do that. And I don't get the pay. But I'm the bombardier. So we take off and we bombed an oil refinery in Romania. I forget the name of it, but Bazu, Romania.
Incredible memory, isn't it? To have so much attention to detail all those years later from Leo McCaulkey. Incredible. More of our conversation with him. More of your shout-outs for vets.
Hopefully we have that kind of attention to detail when we get to that age. Okay. I don't know.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Look at the calendar, and you know, we have less and less sunlight every day. So what sunshine we do have, why not enjoy it? And bring it into your home with a sunroom from Four Seasons Sunroom, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. The nice thing about a sunroom is it's the one true investment you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. You have more room to live in, and it's beautiful. All glass room, that sun is just coming in. Could be a living room, a bedroom, a wonderful addition of any kind to your home. A lot of glass to choose from, 19 different styles, and it's not a six-month construction project. You literally can have it done in about a week, and it's added value to your home. Four Seasons Sunroom has been doing this in North Dakota since 1992. Give me another thing you can buy that'll be worth more in 10 years than it is today. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free and special financing too. Call this number, 701-793-0710, 793-0710, for a free in-home estimate.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Yes, I had a minister back home. He was a World War II gunner, and his plane got shot down in Japan, or fight the Japanese. And he was captured and put in a bamboo cage. He said he went down from 185 pounds down to 87. He said he had the war hadn't ended, he would probably die within a month or two. And in that bamboo cage, he said, I remember once praying for just a little bit more food. And the Japanese came there and they beat the person next to him to death and then gave him that food. And he always said he wondered why God answered his prayers that way. And he wasn't a religious man at the time, but he said if he got out of the war that he'd become a minister, and he did. So that's my story.
Unbelievable. I could do this all day long, 24-7, listen to these stories. It's just phenomenal. Oh, man, this is so fun. A shout-out to veterans. Find a vet today. Do me that favor. Find a vet today. Thank a vet. They certainly deserve it. This is just so darn fun. We're brought to you in part today by MyPillow, by the way. And Todd and I sleep on MyPillow. We love it. We encourage you to get one as well. And right now we have the best deal they've ever offered. Four pillows, two premium, two go-anywhere. That's a smaller travel pillow for $99.98. $179 savings. And listen, you can use some of these for gifts. And the MyPillow extended money-back warranty, the guarantee, now goes through March 1st. So you can buy them as gifts and still have that money-back guarantee all the way until March 1st. So you got the entire time to make sure this is the perfect pillow for you. So that's what I call no risk. And there's a 10-year warranty on it, too. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Pretty incredible. Jerry Napoleon, you had a shout-out for a vet. What's on your mind? Not letting me push Jerry. Why doesn't it like Jerry? I can't push Jerry.
Hey there.
There, now I can hear you. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Scott, thank you. Hey, my grandfather was born in 1896, World War I, and I have the original picture of boot camp, you know.
You have his picture from boot camp from 19...
No, the whole platoon.
The whole platoon. Wow.
The whole platoon. He's right on there. This is me. This is my commander. This is whoever. I'll donate that picture. Just to, I don't know who to donate it to. Because nobody sees it.
Yeah, no, good idea, Jerry. We'll find a place for that where that would be, so a lot of folks could see it and hear the story. I'd love to help you do that.
Born in Germany, Russia, whatever, say Bessaraba. That's all I know. He moved to the States, and then from there, World War I started, and he had to go back over there, like in 1917, and like clean up duty. I don't know. Grandpa never said much about that, but.
Where was he from?
Say, honestly, I'm just thinking. Say Forbes.
Forbes, okay. Yeah, well, that's neat. Well, maybe we can find, you know, the closest. We'll find a spot for him. I'm going to have you hang on a sec so Manny gets your information, and we'll connect up
please,
and figure out a way to get that in a good spot. Yeah, it's a great story. Thanks so much, Jerry. Appreciate that. Unbelievable story.
He's right back to where he came from to fight in World War I, where he was born.
Yeah, unreal.
Wow. Unreal, correct.
That is. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it so much. Love the shout-out to the vets. What was his name, by the way, Jerry? Bring Jerry back one sec. What was his name?
Jacob Deedy.
Jacob Deedy, Forbes, North Dakota. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. It is.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate that. Great to hear from you. More coming up here, folks. Let's finish our conversation with Leo McCulkey. Sat down with him to hear the stories. And he told us a story that he probably shouldn't have, but I don't think it'll get him in trouble all these years later. On a B-17 that was loaded up like a liquor store that was headed for France. What was that all about? Tell us, Leo.
In the Bombay, headed for Toulouse, France. And the radio man called me, and he says, Mac, you better get up here. Why? He says, come on up. I'm in the ball turret. So I come back up out of the ball turret in the radio room, and here's, we had two bottles of cognac in the radio room, and when we got to altitude, they popped. And he's half drunk. So I sat down, and between the two of us, we have a little conversation.
You didn't want this to go to waste.
No,
the cork had popped, right?
So I had to get up front to throw the bomb loose for Toulouse, France, back into the radio room to the beer bottle, back to England. When we get to England, we ain't feeling no pain, him or I. And the crew chief says, you guys must have had a good time. Yeah, I said, we had a hell of a good time. But we didn't tell him we had booze. We had discarded it before he was in charge of the airplane. And whatever went with or on that airplane was his responsibility. So we had to get it all out of there before he got wind of it, see? We made a hell of a nice profit.
I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah, because that English booze was terrible.
Lots of customers when you got back.
Pardon?
You had lots of customers when you got back.
Oh, they just welcomed us with open arms once they knew we had the booze.
Yeah, that makes total sense. By the way, speaking of France, you recently received quite an honor, which is quite a deal. I really thought a lot of the letter that came along with it and the actual award is the Knight of the Legion of Honor, the highest distinction and recognition of meritorious service in World War II operations, which led to the liberation of France. Two questions. One, did you grasp that when you were there, you know, that you're liberating France, that you're helping these countries? Was that part of, obviously, you're a soldier of the United States of America, but, I mean, today to be recognized for France for freeing them, to see that kind of gratitude, did you feel that when you were there then?
No. I had one thought in mind. Get the job done and get the hell out of here.
Yeah, so all that stuff was...
That's all that.
We're just here to do a job, and we're gonna go home.
It was a job, that was it.
When did it sink in, what you did, that you not only, you know, saved a country, but came back to build a country?
Well, I don't think it really did.
And then you never, I mean, even when you got back to recognize what was done in saving the world and what the country was facing?
I never broached that subject that way.
What did you think of the gratitude these many years later from France?
Well, it's nice of them to do that, but I have my own opinion.
You're not a big fan of France, I'm guessing.
Not really.
Yeah, they've kind of. But it is nice. It's nice to recognize that they know why they're free.
That's right.
That's not
only me, but all the other GIs that were there.
And a few of whom you still stay in touch with. I think that's pretty neat. You're still part of reunions, and got one coming up, right?
I'm going Monday.
And what do you guys do with these reunions?
Well, my tail gunner, he and I are the only two left of the 10. And he's bringing his family, his wife and two daughters. I'm bringing my son and daughter and my daughter-in-law. And everybody knows each other. So we're going to have two reunions, one for the bomb group and one for each one of us.
How many of these reunions have you been part of over the years? Do you have any idea?
Oh, over the years? 10, maybe 15.
You ever go and hear a new story?
No.
You just kind of polish them up, all the ones you've...
Well,
You guys have all exchanged the stories.
A lot of them get embellished.
They do.
Oh, God, yes.
Kind of like fishing.
Yeah.
You know, the fish get bigger every time.
Right.
You know, keep telling the story. No, I hear you. I think it's goes without saying, though, that, you know, the people here now appreciate what you did in World War II. We don't have a chance to thank World War II vets that much anymore. And the Honor Flight was a wonderful opportunity to bring some folks to have them see a memorial built in their honor and for all of you to recognize those you left behind, and really a neat deal. But not only is France grateful, all of us other Americans that have benefited from what you did are grateful. So appreciate what you guys did.
I think that Honor Flight was the best thing they ever did. Everybody that went on it that I talked to thoroughly enjoyed it and said they were treated like kings, and they were, as you well know.
Yeah.
You were along.
Oh, no, it was fun. It was just so fun to watch all of you be able to be treated like that, because you earned it and deserve it. But it's also fun to see you be able to be with your fellow soldiers. So that was a great deal. I think a great chapter in North Dakota history that we took care of our vets in that regard.
I really enjoyed it.
Anything else you want to tell us?
I'd like to see those, what do you call it, these peace lovers. What do they call them now?
The protesters? Or,
no. Yeah. Oh, I can't think of it.
The peace lovers, meaning the people that don't recognize...
I can't think of it now.
Peaceniks? Another word for them?
No. I'm sorry, I can't think of it.
No, I hear you. I do it five times a minute. The fact that you and your fellow soldiers in World War II, Vietnam, Korean, Iraq, Afghanistan wars, I'm just, I think people who go about their average everyday life not recognizing what's being done, and then if what you're talking about is those that oppose these wars and somehow think that what soldiers are doing in defending their country and serving their country is wrong, it's crazy.
They have no idea what it's all about. If I had my way, everybody who reaches the age of 18 should go to uniform, be in the service for at least 2 years, to understand what it's really like and what these guys are going through. And to get paid minimum wages, if you will, as opposed to what a congressman gets for doing nothing but harm, excuse me, no disrespect, but I have a low opinion of politicians who say one thing and do another, which most of them do. And if they had spent time in service to see what these guys really lived like and what they did, they'd have a different opinion.
Leo McCaulkey, what an incredible, incredible guy. We let him get on a soapbox a little bit there at the end. I think he's entitled, Todd, after all those years, right?
God, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
He's earned it.
Incredible. Thanks, Leo. That was nice of you to do that for us. Sit down. We're just getting an unbelievable amount of feedback from people who, like me, just riveted with all these conversations today. Pretty darn cool. Let me squeeze in Don in Selby, South Dakota here. Been waiting a while. Can you punch that up, Mary? For us? My buttons aren't working today. He's not close enough to the phone. All right, we'll take a little break. We're coming up on a break anyway, and we don't have enough time to do that, so... Todd, you want to punch some buttons? You like punching buttons, don't you? Yeah. You can't see it. Yeah. We'll find out what the heck is going on with this little computer here. Veterans Day shout-out today on What's On Your Mind. And when we come back, last chance for a word about a veteran close to you. Give a word out. So 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. Brian and Fargo, Don and Selby.
Don, we're trying to punch your button, and none of us can seem to punch it. We're all clicking.
Chris in Watford City will do that when we come back. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
This Soybean Minute is about Palmer amaranth, the most pervasive weed that growers have ever seen. In addition to this weed producing 1 million seeds per plant, reducing crop yields by 90%, it is also resistant to glyphosate and most row crop herbicides. Iowa weed scientists documented Palmer amaranth expanding from 5 to 30 counties this summer. How did this happen? Primarily from mail order seed. Some commercial seed mixtures used in CRP, cover crops, pollinator plots, and hunter habitats were contaminated with Palmer amaranth seed. These multi-plant seed sources disseminated Palmer amaranth throughout Iowa. Landowners, inspect your new environmental plantings, bag and remove any deviant pigweed plants. Contact your Extension County agent or NDSU for correct ID. Help keep North Dakota Palmer amaranth free.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
From Williston, North Dakota. This is a shout out to my grandfather, Larry Gamash, born and raised in Watford City, North Dakota, served on the aircraft carrier that was decommissioned off the coast of Florida here about 4 years ago. He spent a lot of his years, a lot of his life over there while his kids were born and raised over here in the States. He's still alive and very well to this day, along with his wife, my grandmother, Rose Gamash. They've been married for 36 years and still happy and healthy. I love him and thank him so much for his service.
Thanks for all the calls today. Fantastic. We really appreciate it. More coming up here in just a moment. Our Veterans Day broadcast today brought to you in part by our friends at Titan Outlet Store, where if you tell them Scott sent you, you get 11% off. That's right, 11% off outlet pricing. Can't beat that. And if you're in the market for a disc harrow, listen up, because they have a 2013 Wishick 862 disc harrow. 30-footer, single-fold, heavy-duty tandems with the highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit. Disc scrapers on all the gangs. And if you want to see this, go to TitanOutletStore.com or just call them. 218-233-3700. 218-233-3700. Stop and see them in Glendon, Minnesota. Or check them out online, TitanOutletStore.com. How about that deal? All right. Todd, without any further ado, I believe I can do this now. Don, Selby, South Dakota, what's on your mind? Who's the shout-out you want to tell us about?
I'd be scared. I was wondering, what am I on or mouth? I've got four people. Now, I was in the airport in Minot, you know, so. But my dad in Green Bay, Wisconsin, he was in Okinawa during the Korean War. I've got Richard Savage, who lives in Bismarck. Alan Morris, who lives in Bandit, and Larry Dresser, who passed away a few years ago, who lives in Center. They were all Vietnam vets. Just want to thank all the guys. Hopefully we'll get back and have a nice party one of these days.
There you go. Thanks, Don. Appreciate that. Brian Fargo, who's the shout-out go to? Thank a vet today, folks.
Well, I have so many that we don't even have time for, but two in particular. My mother was the first female engineering student at NDSU. This was back in 1949, and when Korea War fired up, she went off and joined the Air Force. Ended up being the first woman to ever retire out of any Guard or Reserve unit right here in Fargo, North Dakota.
Wow.
And then, she has a whole number of firsts, but you don't have time to get into all that. My stepdad, he was drafted, 19 years old, could never swim. His first assignment was day two of D-Day, Omaha Beach.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Got shoved out of the amphib in water above his head because they were all getting shot at with a 50-pound pack and a rifle and the whole bit. He learned how to swim real fast.
I bet he did. Imagine the fear, though. Wow, the bravery. Incredible.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that, Brian. Appreciate it.
Well, that day he got shot. He recovered, and yet he couldn't be a foot soldier anymore, so they put him driving a general around, and he ran over a landmine and got blown up.
Oh, man.
So yeah, two Purple Hearts. He spent far more time in the hospital during his service than he ever did, you know, doing anything else. But, you know, I've got an uncle who served World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. My younger brother is a Fulbright colonel now in the Air Force, and I only served one term. But
I'll tell you what, great stock, though. Families like you protect our freedom. God bless you. Appreciate you, Brian. Thank you. Chris in Watford, quick shout-out for a vet. Go ahead.
Me, my two brothers, my mother, my father, my grandfather, and my great-grandfather all served just about every war you can imagine. My grandfather, Wilbur Smith from South Dakota, had a kamikaze take out the USS Orestes. A bunch of men made it to a nearby island, and he just had this feeling, get into the trees. And sure enough, the other guys wanted to enjoy the beach. Those that didn't get into the trees, other Japanese fighters came and strafed the beach and killed so many of them. But if I could do one more shout out, it's to our Father in Heaven, who was with so many of us during those trying times. Every veteran that's ever been up against it has shouted a prayer, either in his heart or out of his mouth. And I'll tell you what, none of us could have done anything without him. And so I want to give that thanks.
You bet. Amazing. You know, the B-17 that Hiram Drockey was on, he was the first hour guest that talked about his time on a B-17 as a navigator. Theirs was called Thy Will Be Done. And Tom Campbell's dad was on a B-17, was the guardian angel. But you're absolutely right. Think of the prayers. Incredible. Great story. Johnny and Tioga, let's get you in here quickly with a shout-out. Go ahead, Johnny.
I will be done.
Yeah, that's it.
Turn the radio down there.
Sunhagen, Sand and Gravel. I want to call about my dad that was in the Air Force. And during the Korean conflict, he was crossing the bridge, and the bridge gave out on him and landed on him. Fortunately, was in shallow water, and he was pincast from his chest down to his knees for 5 months, but he overcame all that, retired out of the Air Force, and I was stationed at Benoit Air Base in Vietnam in 72, and I have
caller about a first sergeant I had that was over me. He was the spitting image of James Arness of Gunsmoke, same build and all that. Except when he took his hat off, he was bald as an eagle. But I want to thank one veteran to another for their time of service, and I want to thank all the Americans for coming out and put Donald Trump in charge of this nation, and for him having the cojones to try and turn this nation around and get it going forward. Thank
you
for your time.
New day in America. Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate that. I wish Veterans Day was a day we just shut everything down and just listen to veteran stories and honor them for their service. God bless them. Find one, thank one. See you Monday, folks.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juben. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.